Saturday after Ascension, readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him, giving thanks with songs. Let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as night, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. To all life thou givest, to both great and small, in all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish like leaves on the tree, then wither and perish. But naught changeth thee. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. All Lord we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendour of light hideth thee. O Lord, remember us, come to us with your help. Alleluia. Psalm 105. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Who can tell the Lord's mighty deeds? Who can recount all his praise? They are happy who do what is right, who at all times do what is just. O Lord, remember me out of the love you have for your people. Come to me, Lord, with your help, that I may see the joy of your chosen ones, and may rejoice in the gladness of your nation and share the glory of your people. Our sin is the sin of our fathers. We have done wrong. Our deeds have been evil. Our fathers, when they were in Egypt, paid no heed to your wonderful deeds. They forgot the greatness of your love. At the Red Sea they defied the Most High. Yet he saved them for the sake of his name, in order to make known his power. He threatened the Red Sea, it dried up, and he led them through the deep as through the desert. He saved them from the hand of the foe. He saved them from the grip of the enemy. The waters covered their oppressors. Not one of them was left alive. Then they believed in his words. Then they sang his praises. But they soon forgot his deeds, and would not wait upon his will. They yielded to their cravings in the desert, and put God to the test in the wilderness. He granted them the favour they asked, and sent disease among them. Then they rebelled, envious of Moses, and of Aaron, who was holy to the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and buried the clan of Abiram. Fire blazed up against their clan, and flames devoured the rebels. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, remember us, come to us with your help. Alleluia. Take care you do not forget the covenant the Lord your God has made with you. Psalm 105. They fashioned a calf at Horeb and worshipped an image of metal, exchanging the God who was their glory for the image of a bull that eats grass. They forgot the God who was their saviour, who had done great things in Egypt, such portents in the land of Ham, such marvels at the Red Sea. For this, he said, he would destroy them. But Moses, the man he had chosen, stood in the breach before him to turn back his anger from destruction. Then they scorned the land of promise. They had no faith in his word. They complained inside their tents, and would not listen to the voice of the Lord. So he raised his hands to swear an oath that he would lay them low in the desert, would scatter their sons among the nations, and disperse them throughout the lands. They bowed before the Baal of Peor, ate offerings made to lifeless gods. They roused him to anger with their deeds, and a plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened. Thus the plague was ended, and this was counted in his favour from age to age for ever. They provoked him at the waters of Meribah. Through their fault it went ill with Moses, for they made his heart grow bitter, and he uttered words that were rash. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Take care you do not forget the covenant the Lord God has made with you. O Lord, save us, gather us from among the nations. Alleluia. Psalm 105. They failed to destroy the peoples, as the Lord had given command, but instead they mingled with the nations and learned to act as they did. They worshipped the idols of the nations, and these became a snare to entrap them. They even offered their own sons and their daughters in sacrifice to demons. They shed the blood of the innocent, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they offered to the idols of Canaan. The land was polluted with blood. So they defiled themselves by their deeds and broke their marriage bond with the Lord, till his anger blazed against his people. He was filled with horror at his chosen ones. So he gave them into the hand of the nations, and their foes became their rulers, their enemies became their oppressors, they were subdued beneath their hand. Time after time he rescued them, but in their malice they dared to defy him, and sank low through their guilt. In spite of this, he paid heed to their distress, so often as he heard their cry. For their sake he remembered his covenant. In the greatness of his love he relented, and he let them be treated with mercy by all who held them captive. O Lord our God, save us, bring us together from among the nations, that we may thank your holy name, and make it our glory to praise you. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for ever, from age to age. Let all the peoples cry out, Amen, Amen, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, save us, gather us from among the nations. Alleluia. God has given us a new birth and a living hope, alleluia, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, alleluia. A reading from the first letter of John. This is the message, as you heard it from the beginning, that we are to love one another, not to be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one, and cut his brother's throat. Cut his brother's throat simply for this reason, that his own life was evil, and his brother lived a good life. You must not be surprised, brothers, when the world hates you. We have passed out of death and into life, and of this we can be sure, because we love our brothers. If you refuse to love, you must remain dead. To hate your brother is to be a murderer, and murderers, as you know, do not have eternal life in them. This has taught us love, that he gave up his life for us, and we too ought to give up our lives for our brothers. If a man who was rich enough in the world's goods saw that one of his brothers was in need but closed his heart to him, how could the love of God be living in him? Responsory. This has taught us what love is. Christ gave up his life for us, and we ought to give up our lives for our brothers. Alleluia. We have passed out of death and into life, and of this we can be sure, because we love our brothers, and we ought to give up our lives for our brothers. Alleluia. A reading from St. Augustine's homilies on St. John's Gospel. There are two ways of life that God has commended to the Church. One is through faith, the other is through vision. One is in pilgrimage through a foreign land, the other is in our eternal home. One in labour, the other in repose. One in a journey to our homeland, the other in that land itself. One in action, the other in the fruits of contemplation. The first life, the life of action, is personified by the Apostle Peter, the contemplative life by John. The first life is passed here on earth until the end of time, when it reaches its completeness. The second is not fulfilled until the end of the world, but in the world to come it lasts forever. For this reason, Peter is told, "Follow me." But Jesus adds, "If I want John to stay behind till I come, what does it matter to you? You are to follow me." You are to follow me by imitating me in the enduring sufferings. He is to remain till I come to restore the blessings that last forever. To put it more clearly, let action, which is complete in itself, follow me and follow the example of my passion. But let contemplation, which is only begun, remain until I come. Wait until the moment of its completion. It is the fullness of patience to follow Christ loyally, even to death. The fullness of knowledge lies in wait until Christ comes again, when it will be revealed and made manifest. The ills of this world are endured in the land of the dying. The good gifts of God will be revealed in the land of the living. We should not understand, "I want him to stay behind until I come," as meaning to remain permanently, but rather to wait. What is signified by John will not be fulfilled now, but it will be fulfilled when Christ comes. On the other hand, what is signified by Peter, to whom Jesus says, "Follow me," must be realized now, or it will never be fulfilled. But we should not separate these great apostles. They were both part of the present life, symbolized by Peter, and they were both part of the future life, symbolized by John. Considered as symbols, Peter followed Christ and John remained, but in their living faith both endured the evils of the present life and both look forward to the future blessings of the coming life of joy. It is not they alone that do this, but the whole of the Holy Church, the Bride of Christ, who needs to be rescued from the trials of the present and to be brought to safety in the joys of the future. Individually, Peter and John represent these two lives, the present and the future, but both journeyed in faith through this temporal life, and both will enjoy the second life by vision, eternally. All the faithful form an integral part of the body of Christ, and therefore, so that they may be steered through the perilous seas of this present life, Peter, first among the apostles, has received the keys of the kingdom of heaven to bind and loose from sin. And also, for the sake of the faithful, so that they may keep the still and secret heart of this mode of life, John the Evangelist rested on Christ's breast. It is not Peter alone who binds and looses sins, but the whole church. It is not John alone who has drunk at the fountain of the Lord's breast and pours forth what he has drunk in his teachings of the Word being God in the beginning, God with God, of the Trinity and unity of God. Of all those things which we shall see face to face in his kingdom, but now, before the Lord comes, we see only in images and reflections. Not John alone, for the Lord himself spreads John's gospel throughout the world, giving everyone to drink as much as he is capable of absorbing. Responsory. You will have to suffer only for a little while. The God of all grace, who called you to eternal glory in Christ, will see that all is well again. He will confirm, strengthen, and support you. Alleluia. He who raised the Lord Jesus to life will raise us with Jesus in our turn. He will confirm, strengthen, and support you. Alleluia. Let us pray. God and Father, your Son at his ascension promised the Holy Spirit to his apostles. They received abundant graces of wisdom from heaven. Grant us also, we pray, the gifts of your Spirit. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.